So once again, thank you all for being here. We appreciate it. I know it's going to be a fairly short meeting, so we won't take up a lot of time. Happy St. Patrick's Day for those who celebrate. I wear my pistachio green with a little, there you go, Ken. Well done. Well done. So as I mentioned before, Jeremiah, you are recording attendance.
Yes.
I'll call the meeting to order, and I will ask for a motion to approve the agenda.
I motion to approve the agenda, Zena.
Thank you, Zena. Do I have a second?
I second, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. I know we have a few more a few more board members. So welcome, Janina Kennedy and Madhu.
Thank you.
So we have a second as well. So Dr. Hamilton.
Yes.
Ken.
Aye.
Zena.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Madhu.
Aye.
Anthony. Aye. The agenda has been approved. I know we have a guest, Ms. Bailey, on. So as is our form, we always allow presentations from the floor. So first and foremost, if there are any presentations from the floor on non-agenda items, we allow that to be presented and give 3 minutes towards that. So based on your message I read, Ms. Bailey, I think you would like that those 3 minutes.
I would. Just tell me when to go.
Yes, please. You're welcome to begin. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, so I'm your local bunny rescuer. I'm the only one. The other one died. The next closest one is in Paramount. And in your area where this school is, last year we were taking white, big white bunnies with red eyes off the street. Because they were getting out of somewhere and someone was breeding them for meat or fur or Easter, doesn't matter. Bottom line, your guy Eddie at your school right now has 4 adult bunnies on campus and 8 babies. And I had one of your students, 2 of your students in my backyard over the weekend doing their volunteer hours, and they were concerned about how those animals were being kept. And so I told the students I wouldn't bring up their names, but I would bring up that concern to you all. And I would offer to help. So that's what this is. I did stop by the school. I wasn't impressed with the amount of knowledge from the administration about the rabbits and that I was being referred to a groundskeeper. What I didn't see was what I see at my other facilities that are using rabbits for educational purposes, which was a very clear plan to use these rabbits for either education or as therapy animals at your school, which would each would be really good uses right now, and I could help you with that. I didn't see any mention of vets. The administration doesn't understand if the rabbits are, how many there are, if they're spayed, neutered, no knowledge of vaccination. Please let me help you with all of this. You need some help right now. Those baby rabbits were sitting in their own poop yesterday. As of this afternoon, the students are telling me that the groundskeeper is now scrambling to give those animals away to students, which I think is irresponsible because it costs me $250 to spay, neuter, and vaccinate a rabbit, and it costs each of you about $1,000 in today's vet climate. And so in an area where kids are depending on their school for things like lunch, you can't ask that. So there you go. Please someone get with me afterwards and let's map out a plan. And let's do better for the end of this year and for next year. Any questions?
So let me say this, Ms. Bailey. First, thank you for bringing that to our attention. As you may or may not know, that's something we cannot discuss on this call. Mm-hmm. So we will have to take this matter separately. And so what I'll say to you is that we understand the situation. We will gather information, we will discuss it separately, and then make a determination how to move forward.
Great. You guys are under no obligation to work with me, none. But you may or may not be aware that you are beholden to certain regulatory agencies that want to look at you and your school and your animals. And I can help you make you look very good in front of them. So that's all I got. And with that, I'll let you handle school business.
Ms. Bailey, I'm so sorry to bug you. If you could please, in the chat function, send me your phone number or email, and someone will follow up with you. If my name is Farnaz Gulshani, so that's my name. If you want to just chat me personally, that would be helpful.
Putting it right now.
Thank you very much. And thanks for sharing your concern.
All of you, I know you're busy.
Thank you so much. I got it. Thank you.
Okay. I'll look forward to hearing from you all.
Thank you.
Oh, and I have pictures that I can send to you if you guys want to get with me individually.
We appreciate your concern. Thank you. Okay. And I'll hand back to Anthony. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. So with that, I'll ask, are there any other presentations from the floor on non-agenda items? Okay. Are there any presentations from the floor on agenda items? Okay, so we will move on, and I will. So the next piece is.
Anthony, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I do have a non-agenda item that I feel honored to share with you all.
Of course. And
it's worthy of celebration for me personally. So it's a moment that we've all had a pretty crazy intense week at ECS. So when there's good news, I feel like I have to share it in a time.
Yeah, of course.
So some of you may know that the wonderful Dr. Betsy Hamilton, who served on our board, has recently expressed her desire to retire from her role as the superintendent of schools in Lawndale Elementary District. And that was heartbreaking to me and possibly the worst news. And at this very moment, she just texted, she chatted me that she would be willing to serve on our board on an ongoing basis. And I just want to sincerely appreciate her because she has been such a source of wisdom and support and kindness. And I am so very honored to have you as an ongoing board member, Betsy, and I'm so incredibly grateful that you're willing to join us in that way. So I just wanted to appreciate you personally as a non-agendized item.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's wonderful news. Thank you so much, Dr. Hamilton, for supporting us, continuing to support us. It's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I just have to echo that. I know I'm driving. I have to just say three cheers. Thank you. You rock. Very excited.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, great. I'm sure there'll be some appreciations at the end, maybe. Okay, thank you, Farnaz. That's fantastic news. So as you see here, if you're looking at the agenda, it's that time of year again we are going to start the process to evaluate, do the annual evaluation for our executive director, Farnaz. And so I just wanted to quickly remind everyone or provide insight to everyone, specifically the board members, on that process. And so last year, if you remember, we did a 360, but previous years, we did traditional evaluation, and we'll go back to what we had done in the past, which is send out an email with a link to each of the board members to do the evaluation. The board members will fill out that evaluation. The information will be accumulated and then I will review it. Farnaz will review it. We'll review it together. And then in a board meeting, we will review it together as a board. It'll be in a closed session. I'll have a private conversation with Farnaz. Farnaz will step away during that board conversation. If there's anything Farnaz wants to discuss in relation to compensation or benefits, etc., we'll have that private conversation. We'll come back to the board. We'll discuss it, and then we'll come out of closed session and make any announcements that need to be announced. So I just wanted to give people a reminder that that's coming up and the expectations and a brief understanding of the process that we've followed in the past and that we'll continue to follow for this evaluation. Any questions, concerns, comments? Okay, so hopefully you'll look forward to that in the near future and we'll get that process going. With that, I will turn it back over on the next agenda item. I don't know if you want to pull up the agenda, Jeremiah.
Yeah, the board recruitment item.
Jeremiah. Oh, okay. I want to, it's very appropriate that Dr. Hamilton shared this news with us, and I am so grateful because this is actually an issue that I've been becoming anxious about. And so I would like to recruit 1 to 2 additional board members this year. I've begun conversations with some people, but most of the people that I've spoken to who are really good mission fits right now because of their life and work are not having the capacity to commit to another board. And so what I wanted to ask you all was to think about really strong candidates who might play the role that Dr. Barnes played on our board. If you could remember, she was deeply connected to our Confronting Anti-Blackness and Racism work. She was very involved in that work. She sat in on all those meetings and then also really brought the perspective of our students and families into the conversation. If you know of anyone who ideally is local, because we will at some point be required to meet in person again, and I don't want to have that impact our quorum issues, who is ideally aligned with our mission and purpose and can bring the voice of our parents and community into these conversations, I just want to welcome any introductions that you have so that we can continue to. I love the culture that we have on this board. I'm deeply grateful for all of you. And so if we can just keep this energy going and have more people like you all, I would be intensely grateful. And I also want to take 1 second to share with you that I let the principals and the leadership team not come to the meeting tonight. They've all been working endless hours. So I just want you to know it wasn't because they didn't want to be here, but it's because I asked them, like, if you don't want to come, this is a short sign off meeting and they could miss it. So I just wanted to, I told them that I would tell you this. So yeah. Any questions or thoughts on the board recruitment element? Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to the consent items A through G. As normal protocol, I'll ask for a motion to approve. And then once we have the first and second motion, we will open it up to questions, comments, concerns regarding the consent items A through G. So do I have a motion to approve consent items A through G?
I motion to approve, Denise.
Thank you, Denise. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Ken. Okay. Jeremiah, I don't know if you want to, if there's anything that you want to discuss, comment on regarding this, any questions people have, so I open it up.
Not anything in particular, Anthony, but, you know, thanks to all the board members who've reached out and asked some questions about the items and, you know, we just a lot, some routine items here, some routine resolutions, grant proposals, grant agreements, approvals for purchases. Yeah, but if any board members do have any questions, this is a good time to bring them up.
I'll throw an appreciation out that, I mean, Allison's name are on the grants, but to get $100,000 and in effect $100,000 in 3 grants for our HVAC is fantastic. So well done.
Absolutely.
I'm sure, Jeremiah, your name's on there as well, so I'm sure you had something to do with it.
Mostly Allison.
Jeremiah.
I wish I could take credit for it, you all, but I help coordinate it, but it's more of a funding application scenario. So we're eligible for it, and we went through the process to get the eligibility.
Hey, Jeremiah, it's Zena. I had a question about the Chromebooks. Do we have special funding for that, for the Chromebooks, for technology? Remember something about additional technology and all that sort of being available? Is this under that category?
We did apply and we received that funding. It's emergency connectivity funding for about $100,000.
Right.
This is an additional amount because of unexpected expenses, due to the pandemic. A lot more computers came back from distance learning that were not usable, you know, having been used for a whole year at home. And also this current school year, a lot of students are bringing them back and forth from home and school. And so in essence, we're expanding our technology program. And I think this will be an additional expense for years to come.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, comments, concerns regarding consent items A through G? Okay. With that, then I will ask for a vote. Dr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ken?
Aye.
Zena?
Aye.
Denise?
Aye.
Janina?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Padu?
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. Consent items A through G have been approved. Moving on to, someone want to say something? Moving on to action item one, action item A, approve second interim financials. Again, before we get into the discussion, I'll ask for a motion to approve action item A.
I'll move.
Thank you, Ken. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. Okay, Tracy, did you want to provide some insight into action item A? Oh, is Tracy on?
Tracy's not on.
Oh, I'm sorry, she's not on.
The reason being she came all the way out here for the CCSA conference this week and has been working way over time on the loan going through, so also got tonight off. But I think they speak for themselves. They're very consistent with our budgeting and our plan. I don't think there's anything significant to note in the shift. Jeremiah, would you say there's anything of significance to note?
Not to note, but just to add that both authorizers have reviewed them and accepted them, LESD and LACO.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any questions, comments, concerns before we take the vote? Great. Dr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ken?
Aye.
Zena?
Aye.
Denise?
Aye.
Janina?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Madhu?
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. Action item A has been approved. Move it to Farnaz for upcoming dates and announcements.
So just a reminder that our next board meeting will not be until May 26th. We have gone through all the necessary approvals and hopefully will not need to have an additional board meeting scheduled in this time. And that's going to be another virtual board meeting. And we're also going to have the facilities and committee meetings, which are noted there, if you could put them on your calendars. And with that, I want to jump to appreciations if possible. And I wanted to just launch the appreciations with two. One for Allison and her incredible, relentless power and passion for our facilities and the amount of work that she has done to support this loan process going through the whole refinance and the purchases. She is just a phenomenal force to get to work with, and I love seeing her be fully committed to this work. And I'm just intensely grateful for her. I also want to share that when I was sitting next to her at the California Charter Association meeting yesterday, Mirna, who's the executive director, was doing this shout out and asking for people to reply, and everyone was pretty quiet, and Allison was jumping out of her seat and screaming. So I just intensely appreciate your enthusiasm, Allison, and your love for our work and your passion to continue to contribute in the way that you do. And I wanted to appreciate Jen Fenton. If you've come on any of our campuses, you've had the warm touch and love of Jen coming and testing you, but she doesn't do that just with board members or volunteers. All of our students get that same kind energy, and she has worked above and beyond and has been just a source of love and light. And I want to appreciate the way that she does this work with so much care. So thank you, Jen. I can go on. I have so many appreciations. Betsy's made my night.
Arnaz, it's Allison, and I just want to appreciate you. I think you're also a force to be reckoned with, and I enjoy sharing space with you. I think we think so differently, yet so much alike, and it's fun to tackle problems from different perspectives with you. So thank you for being here and being my partner.
Thank you. I'll say an appreciation. They're not necessarily on the call, but the staff and everyone at the middle school for the Shark Tank event. I thought it was very cool. It was great to finally get to meet you in person, Jen. And you're very communicative, and it was nice to be walked through that process in an easy way. So I think it was awesome, that Shark Tank event. So well done to the Inglewood staff.
I appreciate you all for being here. Thank you so much for making time for this half hour meeting. I felt like it was due since we've been having longer meetings, so thank you. I also want to say, this last couple of weeks I've gotten to go around and see our classrooms more. And I have to say that consistently, the way in which our students are being engaged by our teachers and challenged, the level of rigor, the level of engagement and passion from our teachers is inspiring, and it's shifted and it's improved. And I can see the ways in which the reading apprenticeship framework and distance learning have actually improved the way that we're approaching teaching. So I wanna appreciate our teachers and our principals for all their hard work, because it's palpable. And I think in the next year, you're gonna see it in our results. It's really beautiful.
Thank you, Pranaz. Okay, on that note, I think we'll move to approve an adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn, Denise.
Thank you, Denise. Do I have a second?
Janina, I second the motion.
Thank you, Janina. Dr. Hamilton.
Aye.
Ken.
Aye.
Tina.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Nadu.
Aye.
Anthony, aye. The meeting has been approved to adjourn, and it's 5:27, so we did well. Congratulations, everyone. All right, happy St. Patty's Day again. Enjoy your evening, and I'm
sorry. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye,
everyone. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.